The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary super intelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun.
I love cows.
Am I bugging you wrong?
No.
At the club.
Hello?
Club 1080. The hottest spot north of New York.
How about that?
You got baby nuts.
Yeah. I'm a man.
Club.
I'm 40.
You're on my floor.
Sook and rock passion are always the fashion at the club.
You like that? You like that?
I don't even want our listeners to listen to me.
I'm just about that action, boss.
Lace them up, you little bitch. Let's go.
I'm gonna kick your ass, you little bitch.
Pop me up over there, bitch.
You freaking bitch.
Isachi. All right. Nice to have you along. Monday night.
I mean, Mike Evans out of the game. I don't like that.
Yeah, he's hurt.
Yeah, I got a hammy. Mike Evans.
He has
the most
two of them.
Underappreciated football player of the last 10 years.
It's a hot sports take.
It is a hot sports
take. All he does is 1,000 yards and like 10 touchdowns every year.
That dude is a machine.
So I've got haunted house news.
Ah, the old haunted house. It's been a while.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't go to haunted houses.
Went to one, I don't know. It's probably been 5-6 years. That was when I was single. That was always one of those that girls were like, let's go on a date night to the haunted houses.
Big, strong man. Got to keep them from being scared.
Yeah.
Yeah, she wants you to carry her through there.
Something like that.
Like a boss.
Like a boss, yeah. And then I had a run-in. I mean, gosh, that was probably more like 12 or 13 years ago. There was an incident in one of those full contact haunted houses where, I had to be removed. There was a dude that got grabby with my wife. Because they have those, like, where, like, they have those haunted houses where they say, like, they'll make contact with you.
Well, that's kind of where we're going down the road with this next story, I think.
Yeah. And there was a dude that was grabbing more than just people. And that was a thing.
A Tennessee haunted house dubbed a torture chamber under disguise is still operating, despite the owner being probed for traumatizing visitors and calls for the sadistic experience to be permanently axed.
Yeah.
I think we've talked about this place before.
Have we talked about, is this one like legendary for this?
Yeah. It's called McCamey Manor.
Okay.
And it is a controversial house of horrors in Summertown, which is about 70 miles southwest of Nashville.
Okay.
And for years, they have dodged complaints of violence and inhumane treatment against participants who at one point... Yeah, this is why I remember we talked about it. They had to sign a 40-page waiver just to enter.
That seems a bit excessive.
Some participants said they were waterboarded, tased, whipped, taunted with spiders...
I do remember this.
...and trapped in boxes during their no-escape nightmare.
Yeah, I do remember this one when we talked about this. Yeah, the waterboarding is the one that I remember. And I think there's like a trailer for it online.
Wasn't there something with like teeth pulling too or something?
Yeah, yeah. The Twisted Attractions waiver indicates that tooth pulling, finger breaking, or head shaving also might have to be endured.
Boy. And yet people signed these waivers and went to this place.
Well, the owner, his name is Russ McCamey, said, "We're known for no quitting and no safe word." He has been running the haunted house since 2017. There is this has been kind of drummed up again because there's a new documentary on Hulu about this place.
Is there?
Yeah, it's called Monster Inside, America's Most Extreme Haunted House.
Okay.
And it says, either you actually complete the tour, which is not going to happen, or you mentally or physically are at such a breaking point that it's not safe for you to continue and I will take you out. That's what he said.
But who makes the determination?
Apparently they do.
Because they say there's no safe word. So I ask the question, if I say I'm done and you say I'm not, and you keep doing things to me, what's to stop me from doing something back to you?
Or suing him.
Yeah, I mean,
well, probably that waiver you signed.
Well, but that's waivers. that doesn't
exist. Well, you can still do something back, but they're not going to be.
Yes, they will. Like that's the thing. That's like the whole Pac-12. Like you can't sign a contract that allows someone to torture you. If you sign a contract that says, hey, by the way, there's teeth pulling in here or these things, like, you can't do that.
I'm very confident.
Yeah. You can't sign a contract that says I'm going to beat you to an inch of your life. None of that stuff holds up in court. So
I love how you brought the Pac-12 in on a big torture.
Remember the
You're a man of increase.
Yeah, I am a man of increase. Remember the Pac-12 sued the Mountain West saying for the exit fees.
Being a man of increase?
And it was like, hey, you signed that. But the Pac-12 signed it knowing that that's not an enforceable thing. That's like if I, as a parent, signed a waiver saying you can do something to my kid. No, none of that stuff holds up. So these waivers that people sign, by the way, you sign a waiver when you go to a hospital, you sign a waiver when you get on an airline. That doesn't mean that the hospital and the airline gets to do whatever the hell they want to. That's not the way this works. So if someone is endangering my life and I reach up and grab your arm and snap it, you don't get to be like, well, that's you're not allowed to do that. You have to
lay there. Hey, bro, you signed up for this.
You have to lay there and take it. Yeah, no.
So he told the Daily Mail over the weekend that his attraction is returning again this year. And he says, if all of those crazy, horrible things said about me are true, I wouldn't be free running around doing what I'm doing. Hmm. Which is a fair point.
Yeah.
Because you would think.
But also isn't exactly a denial of all the things you're being accused of. Yeah.
Well, no, he's honest about it. He's like, look, we make you sign a big, hefty waiver.
Yeah, it's extreme.
And it is intense. But he's claiming, look, this is what people want.
Yeah, people want to be scared.
And he's also claiming that they really do find manipulative people. In other words, what you're claiming, or I'm sorry, people that are easily manipulated.
Sure.
What you're claiming is he wouldn't let you in there.
No.
Because he knows, the second you allude to something like that, he's like, dude, you're not going into my haunted house. This is for people who I can sort of guide through.
Yes.
And scare the living daylights out of them and then take them out there and so they'll thank me. Take them out of there so they'll thank me.
Yeah, I remember this. I'm watching the trailer and I do remember us talking about this. And it is, it's pretty freaky.
Kind of intrigued by this documentary now. I didn't know
that. Yeah, 100%. You said this on Hulu?
Hulu.
And what's it called?
Mansion.
What Monsters Inside. Monsters. Okay. Or no, Monster Inside, America's Most Extreme Haunted House.
Someone's asking, do they have to sign a 40-page waiver to enter Rob's sex dungeon? What's the waiver situation like in your basement?
Sign an NDA going into Joey's house?
Ain't no waiver, bro.
That's just a free-for-all.
I did sign at Joey's house, though.
It amazes me that these places exist, but...
Yeah.
You know.
People like them.
People love that stuff. It's just... Yeah, I wonder how many people regret it. Like, he does bring up an interesting point in that if all these things were true, he still wouldn't be here and he would have been sued to oblivion or be in prison, right? So,
But it's just an extreme haunted house.
It's an extreme haunted house. But I would be intrigued to know how many people go and enjoy it because of what it is and how many people are really horrified and being like, I will never go back and do this again.
So he says... there are people who have complained about being dragged with heavy chains or locked into confined spaces while water pours in. That would be terrifying.
That would be terrifying.
Participants have been required to present proof that they recently had a healthy physical exam and take a background check.
Yeah, to find out. Like I said, you can't have someone violent and like,
One online petition attached tens of thousands of signatures in a bid to have it shut down, advertised as an extreme haunt when in fact it is not a haunted house. It is a torture chamber under disguise.
Yeah, when I am seeing some of the stuff, it certainly doesn't have all the traditional elements of a haunted house. It looks like a Saw movie.
Yeah.
I mean, they're holding people down in like pools of I'm assuming fake blood. They're inserting things like devices into people's mouths. They're restraining them and tying them up. It's a weird sex thing, is what it looks like.
They do screenings to find the weakest, most easily manipulated people to do the haunt. If Russ doesn't think you're easily manipulated, you aren't allowed to go.
Yeah.
That's what I was talking about.
So that's kind of weird, right? That you're basically picking off the weakest prey. It's like, I don't know.
Well, I think he just wants the right people in there. Otherwise, it doesn't work.
Yeah.
It's literally just a kidnapping and torture house.
Right, so that it seems like, though, if they're making all the selections, it's not even really up to the people who are coming whether they get in or not. Like, it's more for them, the people running it, than it is for the people going there.
Yeah, except I think that there are certain archetypes that get what they're trying to do and love it and will pay
that.
For it.
Yeah, I mean, there are a whole lot of weird people out there that get off on this sort of stuff. So, I know. It's certainly interesting. I don't understand the psyche of people that want to go do this, but, you know.
McCamey has recently found himself embroiled in another legal drama. Can you guess what that might be?
See,
he is a man of increase.
Is he being sued for something outside of the haunted house for some sort of sexual misdeed?
He was arrested over the summer for attempted murder, rape, and domestic assault involving his girlfriend.
Yeah. I was going to say, man, if this is what you're cooking up in your public life...
Your life's work? Yeah, you got to screw loose.
I'm not certain what you want to...
The charges were dropped.
In the private... Oh, well, yes. That's good. So, no harm, no foul. I just remember the one I went to... I mean, gosh, this was so many years ago. And I don't remember. It was somewhere over in Portland. And my wife and I got roped in by two other couples, which, by the way, never do couple things. It never turns out well. And they just told us it was a haunted house, but it was like a super scary haunted house because they could bump into you. Like we were, and I think remember at the time saying like they could grab you or they could push you. And all the ladies in our group kept getting, whenever the guys would push us, it was just someone like reaching out and like, you know, like, ha, that sort of thing. And they would like, you know, they may grab your arms. With the girls, there was a lot of picking them up from behind, if you know what I mean. and they were, you know, it just, I was like, you got to be kidding me. And like at the first time, it was like, all right, maybe that's a fluke. Like the fourth time it happened, we were like, dude, you're just grabbing, TNA now.
No. Strong no.
So we asked the guy, like we like did the timeout, stop, like we're done. And they did you have to go forward. And I said, that's fine. We're going forward. No one else touches us the entire time. Turn on the light, whatever. Walk us out, escort us out. We'll go out the front door. And they still tried to do the, but it's super spooky. And then eventually I touched one of the people coming back. And then everything got real. And it was like, oh, okay, fine. We're done.
Dude, settle down.
Yeah, like, hey, no one wants any problems. And we're like, okay, dude, just let us out the exit and we'll go on our way. This is a whole other, that's a whole other thing, what's happening here. Like, I'm with someone. That doesn't look like a haunted house. That just looks like a weird sexual torture chamber. You know, that's what gets you off. Where's Tennessee, you said?
Yeah.
Go to Tennessee.
Outside of Nashville.
Yeah.
All right, viral video news.
Boy, that trailer on this is freaky. Look up on YouTube.
I watched it today.
Boy, it is.
Yeah, it's a thing.
Yeah, like that. Like shoving you in a coffin and just dumping...
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
I can see people who are going, they like the idea of the haunted house.
Yeah.
But haunted houses are kind of stupid because you just know that it's all just basic.
Yeah.
So the idea of the elevated haunted house.
Yeah, I can see that.
I see a market for that.
Yeah.
But this is, I mean, I don't know. Are there other elevated haunted houses that are like this?
I don't know. Is there anything like that anywhere around here? This it's a deep south thing, right? Like,
is it?
I bet this is not one of a kind. I bet there's somebody else who does, some other creep who gets off on this sort of thing. Like, I don't know. 40 pages for a disclaimer or for that sort of deal?
But the thing
maybe
is,
it's not
just the creep. It's the people that do it. They want that.
They want it. Well,
makes me think there would be others, because if there's a demand for it there's probably elsewhere.
That's what I'm saying. Like, the elevated haunted house has got to be a thing, but I've never really heard of it other than this one.
Yeah.
You know, because the other, because like basic haunted houses are stupid.
Yes.
You go through there, it's like, and maybe they're for kids or something. I don't know. But, you know, I could be talked into one that's like, dude, not like this. Like, keep your hands off me.
Yeah.
But if one was really good and everybody was raving about it, like, dude, this is really good.
Yeah.
It'll freak you out. I'd be up for that.
We went to one Fright Day. I don't know if they still do it. They did Fright Town and they did it at the Memorial Coliseum. And that was pretty good. I'll give that credit. That was not, like, no one touched you or anything. And but it was solid. I remember going to that one a number of years ago and thinking that Fright Town was,
all right,
was a, you know, for what it was, like a date night out for Halloween, it's a that's an above average haunted house. But this, you know, someone duct taping your mouth shut and, you know.
Yeah. Boy, I don't like being locked in a confined space with water coming in there.
Oh, dude, they put in the video, they put someone in one of those chest freezers and shut the, like,
ugh.
Yeah, that's, I don't like that. Some of this stuff is, you just go on YouTube, do the McCamey Manor, and you'll see the video that kind of started it all, like their first trailer, and it's something else.
All right, the club continues next on The Fan.
Being a man of increase?
Well, the orcas have thrown a purpose pitch our way.
Well, they've done it many times. Don't mess with the AKA killer whales.
Yeah.
There's Why do we think they're so friendly? They're not.
They're eating the pets.
They eat everything. They
I love
great
cows.
Well, they'd eat a cow. Imagine a sea cow. A great white. They eat great white sharks, for God's sake.
Did you see the cow one, the latest... That one, where that came from?
I love cows.
Oh, yeah, the kid asking him what his favorite farm is.
I have the full bite, if we want to hear that. We may not want to hear that.
Yeah, well, I don't think we're supposed to
hear that. No, I don't think we're supposed to. Somewhere the boss is like, knock it off! Hey, he likes cows.
Yeah, because he's a Trumpy.
If you do it anymore, you're going to have problems.
That's right.
We have a Trumpy for a boss.
It's a good American.
I love cows.
Salt of the earth.
I love cows.
Dude, they're just great.
They're eating the dogs.
they're great drops.
Azerasians.
Mm-hmm. Where were we?
I have concepts of a plan.
You're talking about the killer whales.
Oh, the orcas.
Yeah, the orcas.
Did you see the viral video of the orca taking a crap?
Oh, and then splashing the people?
So I don't know where that was.
Yeah, because I thought SeaWorld is banning them.
But they...
Oh, no, this is in San Antonio.
Yeah, the orcas flying around doing orca things, performing for people, and he poops, yeah, or
big,
she.
Big old nasty
big
dump.
Old, yeah, and you can tell it's like...
Big cloud of green, brownish water.
Right.
And then the orca
and then
jumps.
I don't know if it's the same orca or another one comes around, and it's like, oh, watch this. And he takes the filthy poo brown water and splashes it up onto the people. In San Antonio.
Bad day to be in the front row.
Well, and I'll tell you what, the orcas are really smart. You know that's 100% a purpose.
Isn't that great?
By the way, I thought these shows were banned. I didn't think they could do them anymore.
No, they've been doing them. I just think they had to change all the, because of blackfish and all that.
Yeah.
They had to change the regulations.
Well, I know trainers aren't allowed in the pool with them.
I just
thought they were banned. And by the way, you know the saddest part about that is you can see the killer whale's dorsal fin. It's all slumped over and that happens to them in captivity. So it's a tortured animal.
Yeah, again. I also think they... I want to say they can't take them in anymore for that.
Yeah, I think...
But
I think
the ones that are already there, they can't release, so they can keep...
Yeah. They can keep torturing them?
Well, doing shows, you know.
Yeah, a.k.a. torturing them with their sad, slumped-over, depressed fin. I'm glad that those people got doo-doo water dumped on them. It's you support that crap. I'm all for that. That whatever happens to anyone in that crowd, they deserve it. Go whale! I've got the poo in my hands. Go Team Orca on this one. I hope someone gets E. coli off of that. It's so gross, though.
Yeah.
Have you ever smelt whale poo?
No.
Yeah, when we were in Iceland, we went on a whale watching and puffin excursion.
Okay.
So there's an island out there, Puffin Island, that's like, it's the largest collection of puffins like in the world. And so my daughter was all wanted to see the puffins. That was pretty cool. And so they said, we'll take you out to Puffin Island, and while we're there, you get to see all the whales. And I think they were humpback whales. And so we see the whale, and the guy's like, hey, we're going to try to pull up close to it. And so like the whale was right there. Like right off the side of the boat, and everyone was like, "Oh my god!" It was just chilling. You could see the back of the whale, and then it happened.
I love cows.
The entire sea just turns like orange, like a orangish clay, and we're like, "Oh!" And then the smell hit. Oh my!
Oh,
god.
You could smell it up there. Huh?
It was horrific.
He dropped one on you.
Imagine the worst diarrhea smell you've ever dealt with, and then it was just everywhere. Imagine the size of a humpback whale's doo-doo.
Bad diet.
It was awful.
Well, don't they eat like those little fish?
Yeah, they eat the plankton and like the little krill or whatever.
Wait, they do? I thought those were the bigger whales. I thought that like the orcas did.
Well, this
you said a humpback.
Yeah, these were the humpback whales. But that was my first.
Hey, nice catch, though, Buck. You were actually listening.
Yeah, that was my first encounter with whale dung, and let me tell you, it is horrible.
Were you listening to the dude's story?
So, luckily, the humpback whale did not splash anyone with the doo-doo.
Yeah, he could have, though.
He could have.
I wonder if he took it easy on you, because...
Well, he wasn't in captivity.
Yeah, and you guys were being nice.
Yeah. Yeah, no one was, you know, whatever. Our boat just pulled alongside of him, and but he easily... Had that whale flapped the tail, I would have been hit, because I was leaning over. Like, I was leaning over the railing looking at it. I would have gotten a face full of doo-doo whale water. But luckily, the whale was cool, and all I had to do was smell it.
Do you think that you would go whale watching if you knew that there was a good chance you would get face full of poop water?
No.
You wouldn't go whale watching?
No.
I mean, I'm not guaranteeing that it's 50-50? Happening.
50-50? No. Knowing how that poo smelled. Because when we were out there, I mean, it was like a 5-hour sort of thing. I mean, it was a long way out, and they served us food and all that. And knowing that I would have had to go the rest of that trip covered in whale dew, no.
If they give you little hazmat suits?
Well, we were wearing, because it was
Niagara Falls situation.
Yeah,
we did have like we got on like jumpers. We put on like big warm jumper suits. But it would have been everywhere. No, there's just nothing you were going to convince me would have made the whale doo-doo okay.
Tell that to Clay Helton.
I guess. Dude, my fart was nothing. Like, there were people that were getting nauseous from the whale smell.
Really?
They were doing the... and had to, like, back off of the railing.
I love a good almost upchuck. Yeah. I think it's really funny. And my wife does it some.
Yeah.
And I laugh.
We all know that, the O face. And then there were, like, kids, like, Mommy, what's that smell? Moms were like,
it's poop, you little idiot. Did you not see it?
Did you see the... Yeah, and the cloud is... It just, I mean, you can't miss it.
Pay attention. There's a whale. How do you not know what that is? My God.
Yeah.
Moron kids.
Yeah, it's bad. Very, very bad. But, I mean, in some ways, maybe I'm blessed, because I don't think that's common when you go whale watching to pull right up alongside one of them and then have it take a
Sometimes
dump.
You don't even see them.
No, dude, we saw a bunch of them. I think Iceland might be the home of, like I think that, like, might be the whale capital of the world. Like, they're everywhere.
Look, man, it never gets old. You see a whale in the wild.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's awesome.
Yeah. We didn't see any, like, great... breach, like what are they, the full breach?
Yeah, like the big
We saw plenty of ass. We saw a lot of whale ass. Plenty of tail, plenty of whale ass.
I ate ass.
But we never saw the big full, you know, the big full breach.
All right. Open seggy. You guys love those. Next, here's Buck. Hey, I had a pub beer the other day.
So you should.
Yeah.
Where was this?
Well, is it Ten Barrel.
Oh, there you go.
My wife and I went in there.
Yeah.
We had a couple on Saturday.
I had a couple down at Autzen Stadium.
Oh, Saturday, yeah. Before going over to my new friend Joey's house.
Yeah, I wasn't. I was busy getting bent over up in Bellevue. Kind of enjoying my new feud with Bellevue, the entire city.
Yeah, I like that, because it's real ritzy up there.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
They like to drink their Haterade and eat their hater tots.
And, you know, having been to Bellevue a couple times now, it's nice, but it's cheap nice.
Oh, yeah?
Like, there's no... It's all... it's all strip malls. They're just nice strip malls.
Well, it's a suburb, right?
Yes. Yeah,
Bellevue... That's what suburbs are like.
Yeah, Bellevue sucks. It just is. It's very sanitized, and there's nothing remotely interesting about
it. Now, would you say that about Bellevue if you had a great experience at Audi Bellevue? I'm guessing you wouldn't.
I don't know, man. I've been to Bellevue twice. Now it's the third time, and I've felt like culturally there's just nothing going on. It seems like the most boring, sanitized Karen place you can be. Whereas a bunch of rich people are just there to like be rich and get away from poor people. It's not.
It appears it is mostly white and Asian.
There is a lot of Asians. Yes. That is true.
Yeah, it says
Azerasians.
Yeah, the Azerasians are up there. A
lot of Azerasians.
It says, oh my gosh, 43% white. 41% Asian.
Hmm. We they had a nice marina that we went down to, but even the marina was like, while it was beautiful, there was nothing happening at the marina. It's just, it's the most plain, boring French vanilla place I've ever been. That just seems, again, very sanitized for your protection.
Well, screw them.
Yeah.
French vanilla or vanilla bean? What's your preference?
I'm going to go vanilla bean.
Yeah, I'll take vanilla bean.
I think that's right.
But at the same time, like, if you're just eating plain vanilla, unless that's with a like a piece of pie, what are you doing getting plain vanilla? Like, come on.
Did you know they used to have an ABA team?
Bellevue?
Yeah.
No. Can't say that I
knew.
Yeah,
the Bellevue Blackhawks.
Why wouldn't that just be in Seattle? I do knew that.
Well, they weren't.
I kind of feel like they were. It's like a lot of teams aren't actually in the city that they rep. No one just wants to be Bellevue. You would just claim it. Like if you built the new arena in Bellevue, it wouldn't be the Bellevue Blackhawks. It would be the Seattle Blackhawks.
Yeah, they played in Bellevue, and they had they were ranked 13th in the league in 2005, but they made it to the championship game in front of 15,000 fans in Little Rock, Arkansas.
Yeah.
But the very next year, they became inactive.
By the way, the Las Vegas Raiders do not play in Las Vegas. They play in Paradise. The Dallas Cowboys don't play in Dallas. The Washington team
Wait. The Raiders don't play. Isn't that... That's
not within the Vegas city
limits? It's right on the strip.
Says they play in Paradise, Nevada. Is there a line right there?
There must be.
Yeah. I just did the little search. I said sports teams that don't play in their city. The Cowboys play in Arlington. Washington plays in Landover, Maryland. The Dolphins play in Miami Gardens, not Miami.
49ers in Santa Clara.
Buffalo and Orchard Park. That's not Buffalo. Los Angeles Chargers and the Rams, they both play in Inglewood, not Los Angeles. And the Bears are moving to Arlington, Arlington Heights. So, and that's just in the NFL.
They are who we thought they were.
But yet no one wants to be the Arlington Cowboys. It doesn't make any sense. So, no offense to the Bellevue Blackhawks, just no one wanted to claim your crappy sport.
Yeah, this says the Raiders Stadium is on Al Davis Way in Las Vegas.
Yeah, I don't know why that says that. Because, yeah, it's not far from the Strip. You can see it.
Maybe headquarter or training facility is
yeah, that
is
might be right.
Paradise?
That might be right. Because then they build a big new thing for them out there.
Yeah, I think so, but I don't know where that's at. But this, yeah, the stadium.
In Paradise, dude.
The stadium surprised me because you can clearly see that. The Braves, right? The Braves don't play in Atlanta.
That's right.
It's like when they teased us with the Tulleton NFL team here in Portland.
What a dream that was.
Jets and Giants, right? That's not even in the same state.
No, they're New Jersey.
That's the weird thing. Like, if you're a New Jersey fan, are you a little like, what the hell, man?
The Niners are down in Santa Clara. Did you mention that one?
Yeah, Buck brought
that one
up.
Attention.
Damn it, I did it. I pulled a Buck.
Tampa Rays, they're not. They're in St. Pete.
Were you listening to the dude's story?
The Pistons don't play in Detroit.
Losers.
They play in Auburn Hills. So in theory, like when we build the baseball stadium, we can build it in Vancouver. You could build that stadium. You could build it in Vancouver, Washington. You could build that along the new Washington waterfront, and it would still... How pissed off, by the way. Like, if you want to talk about how angry you could make Portlanders, that if you got a Portland baseball team, but you built it in Vancouver, Washington, but you called it Portland. How much do you think some Portlanders, like... Obviously, people would support it, but how much blowback and people would refusing to do that if because they're like, it's not our team, it's not Portland.
Yeah, there'd be some, but I'd be there. I'd be up there.
You know there'd be serious pushback, though.
By the way, what is the best Seattle suburb? Do you have that?
Do you know that? I think it's just called West Seattle. Have you been over there?
Well, I've been to Seattle. I don't really know.
I think it's just called West Seattle. It's over the bridge, and it's like it's on a beach. It's like a little mini Hawaii. It's a completely different vibe. And I think it's just... I don't...
Is that Bainbridge Island or like Mercer Island? Or?
No, it's not an island. Mercer Island's on the other side. It's literally just right on the other side of the sound. I think it's just called West Seattle.
The text line will have us on this.
Yeah,
I think.
Text line, help me out. If there's an actual name for the neighborhood, if they just call it West Seattle. But you cross over the bridge to the other side, like right across, and there's a ferry that goes back and forth, right? So you can go over, for work. So it's right from downtown Seattle, it's right across the water. And it is an amazing little suburb that feels nothing like Seattle. It's a whole beach vibe. You feel like you're more in Malibu or Hawaii than you are in Seattle, and it's 12 minutes from downtown Seattle. The weirdest place, but a super kick-ass vibe to go up in the summer and just and go across and just hang out there on and have like a little beach party right there. Totally kick-ass place. That gets my vote for best suburb in Seattle.
Now it makes me wonder how many islands there are up there. I haven't spent too much time in Seattle.
Oh, there's all kinds.
I don't really care.
There's lots of little pockets up there. You know what's not the best suburb? Bellevue.
Yeah, because they're crappy-ass Audi dealership.
That's right. Suck it, Bellevue.
I'm seeing over 170 islands off of the state of Washington.
Yeah, someone's saying, come to Vancouver. We have baseball and less homeless. We do.
Is that true, though?
What? We don't have baseball, but we do have less homeless.
Per capita?
Our homeless problem isn't that bad in Vancouver. We've done a much better job.
Okay.
But we do have less people. I mean, we're a city of a couple hundred thousand people as opposed to a city of 2.5, you know. It would make sense that you have worse homeless problems, but, you know, we have our own, we have a fair share. Yeah, I think people are on like West Seattle. I think it's just what they call it. Next time you're up there, especially during the nice part of the year, book a half a day to go over to West Seattle and check out their waterfront. And you can walk it. It's a couple miles. You can rent the little scooters that go up and down. And I promise you, you'll walk away from there being like, why would anyone in Seattle not want to live over here as opposed to in the city?
Yes, but have you been to Bremerton?
Well, I mean, that goes without saying. Who doesn't want to be in Bremerton?
It's where my wife's dad used to live.
Yeah.
We went up there a lot.
Yeah.
Fort Orchard.
Yeah, it's a controversial statement, but because we've talked about this. If you're doing best Portland suburb, I'll make a strong case for Vancouver. As we are a suburb of Portland, and as far as location goes, cost of living, restaurants, a lot of stuff to do, ease of access, I think we do a pretty good job over there. I will throw Vancouver, Washington into the ring with any suburb in Portland. And some people may throw Laco at me, and I get it. Laco just has money. And if you want that, you know what's 2 minutes from Vancouver? Camas, which is just a very... Like, if you ever want Laco Part 2, and with all the snobbery and all the uncomfortable racism and high-end homes, you can go to Camas and get the exact same thing. Same little quaint downtown with a lot of antique shops and one movie theater that shows, like, two films and a lot of brew pubs. Welcome to Camas.
All right, we'll wrap it up next on The Fan. I've been watching a lot of Portlandia reruns lately.
Yeah, when did that show end?
I don't know, but I gotta tell you.
You enjoying those?
Well, it holds up.
Does it?
Well, it does.
I haven't seen that thing in years.
Because I think, well, one thing YouTube TV does, we switch to YouTube TV, mm-hmm. and one thing it does is if you've been watching a show, or you click on a show, it then puts it up in the top where you can just
sure.
easily access it.
Yeah, it's like you're.
So I rarely scroll. I just look at what's up there, and they're always on. There's some channel that plays a bunch of Portlandia reruns, and I got to tell you, like when Portlandia first aired, it was like over the top Portland, but funny because it rang true, right? Yeah. I think it's even better now because I think all that stuff is true.
Huh.
You know what I'm saying?
I understand.
Like, it's gotten so much more weird here that all the like, Portlandia was ahead of its time.
The satire at the time that seemed a bit exaggerated.
Yes.
Now is like, oh, yeah, that's
now
about
it's
right.
like, that's not even.
I enjoyed Portlandia. I've seen episodes, but I can't say that I ever really got into watching all of it. So you're saying I need to go back and give Portlandia another spin?
No, I didn't say that.
No.
It's just, it's kind of they're evergreen.
Yeah.
They're small vignettes.
Sure.
There's nothing
groundbreaking about
it. Yeah. It's just, but they're funny.
Yeah.
And they're just, I just think they're funny. Well, it's probably because we live in Portland.
Yeah.
But Some of it's like, wow.
I remember the one where it was like the bike riding and the cars and the counter protest. I remember watching that one and thinking that that was hilarious.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
The lesbian like dog bookstore thing.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
There was
the one that resonated with me was when they're talking to like the free range chicken and they want to know about his friends and like what his daily routine is like and when he goes out for a walk.
What was
and, like,
his name?
Yeah, like Benjamin or something.
We were just talking about Portland suburbs and I. Portlandia. Yeah. Good show.
Good old Fred Armiston.
All right. Our show returns tomorrow, 3 to 7 on the Fing and I.
Friendships of Spain. Friendships of Spain.
I love cows.